This is the Hollywood Casino Press Box. Now back to Frank Cusimano on 590 The Fan and 590thefan.com.
Riding the waves of your love, enchanted with your touch. It seems to me we could sail together in and out of mystery. Well, I want to be living for the love of you. All right now, all that I'm giving is for the love of you. You got me, girl. I want to be living for the love of you. All right now, all that I'm giving, giving is for the love of you. Oh, yes, I am.
Welcome back. Hollywood Casino Press Box on the all-new 590 The Fan.
It's a show of nothing but Hall of Famers, Chris Pronger, Martin Kilcoyne, and Dr. Rick Lehman.
Yeah, this is true. Thank you, Frank. What a group to be in.
What's going on?
Bob Ramsey just walked by. Billiken
Hall of Famer. That's right.
Have you gone to a SLU game where you didn't run into Bill McDermott? Is he at every basketball game in addition to every soccer game?
Yeah. Kim Tucci's at every basketball game along with Bill Miller Sr. there together.
Chris Pronger, Larry Hughes. It's becoming the place to be.
It is kind of an eclectic group. Have I ever told you the story about the one guy that sits on the Billiken basket, on the Billiken side, all right? He sits right underneath it. He's like 85 years old. Next time you go, watch it. He's a former SLU law student. And every time the Billiken score basket, this 85-year-old man stands up and claps. Even free throws. Now, granted, he doesn't have to stand very often with the Billiken to the free throws, but it's so cool to see this guy. He just stands up and claps. He's about 85 years old, former Billiken.
Was he a Billiken player? Maybe it was the Butler game. They introduced one of their former players in whatever year he was from.
Oh,
my
really?
Buddy Mike and I said, wait a minute, he was 1950. Oh, my God. They do have some older, loyal fans.
Yeah, they do.
And God bless them.
Yep.
By the way, tonight's Blues-Panthers game, Frank, let's just call it the Pronger Cup. They're playing for the – twice a year they play the Panthers. It's the Pronger Cup.
Only cup they'll be playing for this year.
Too soon. It's early in the season, right, Coach? No, not early in the season.
Boy, you guys, somehow Fox 2 manages to milk an uninteresting team into a very interesting story yesterday.
Oh, how about the fact somebody was tweeting at either Randy Naughton or Charlie this morning. Didn't call it fake news, but more or less said, slow news day. You guys have been beating this thing into the ground.
Oh, you guys did air it in the morning, too?
Probably.
Oh, God.
And then
that's like 8 seconds.
And then Charlie...
he got ticked.
Was just basically saying, it happened. Everybody there reported on it. Everybody there... The guy was basically saying it should not have even been covered, which is silly. Of course.
What do you mean? We're supposed to support the team?
Yeah, like not cover it at all. And then what you do is you dig into that person's media profile and just kind of see, and if everything they do is sort of a jab or a dig or they're mad at people, then you just totally dismiss it. Which is, in a related note, I got an email late Sunday night. Now, you guys have sort of falsely painted me as an elitist on this show. What was yesterday's? Because the TV, I can pause my TV.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. Not quite as elitist as you.
Having a backup
the backup camera.
Plowsy said he didn't have cable.
Doesn't even have a TV or cable.
Yeah, Plowsy, so when you're watching a game in the bathroom on your 30-inch black and green, do you pause it or...
Martin didn't say that he paused it while he's in the shower, too. He's got TV screens in his shower, so...
I have people take the shower for me, okay? So I've been painted falsely as an elitist on this show.
White teeth.
Now
you have really good teeth.
You
are such an elitist.
Now on Sunday night, I got an email saying they were tired of my sexist reports.
Now you've hit everybody. Yeah, now you've offended everybody.
What did you do? Something about the women's basketball.
The SLU women played Mizzou on Sunday. We had scheduled for a photographer to shoot some highlights. It was not televised. We were hoping to get some highlights of that game. We had two or three people call in sick on Sunday. And I was always planning for our Sunday night show, we were going to do a little sit down with Travis Ford. That was always the plan. So they texted me from work in the morning and said, won't have a photographer for you. Can you live without it? And I said, well, we were kind of hoping to do a little back and forth with Travis as part of our Sunday night show. And they said, let's see what we can do. And they asked the guy to stay on overtime. So Tony McClellan.
Yeah, former Southeast Missouri State basketball player.
He's off work, but he said, hey, probably because it was basketball. He said, I will stay on overtime. They said, okay, as soon as he gets that interview done, then he's off the clock. He's done. Unfortunately, no video of the SLU women playing Mizzou.
Wow, that is sexy.
So
big.
So the email was,
monster. I'm calling Gloria Steinem.
You spent a good 5 minutes talking about the Billiken men's team.
Yeah, how about you break down SLU women's recruiting?
Yeah. Is there a Steepo's on the team? There was a...
SLU Mizzou, that's a big game,
love
too.
Love Lisa Stone.
Man.
Love the program.
Can you send out your email address here or just let everybody know how to get... Wow.
I bet if it was a SLU Mizzou men's game and you had no photographer, you yourself would have gone out there with a camera.
Yeah, we know that game will never happen, so I don't have to worry about that.
That is true.
Well done.
But, of course, we would love to show the SLU women play Mizzou, of course.
And you guys in sports have so much time to get to, right?
Right. To me, the email is, hey, I'm disappointed you didn't have coverage. And I would write back, I'm disappointed too. But she ended it with, so tired of your sexist coverage. And I thought...
Did you follow up? I want more.
I want to write back and say, can I just have a couple more examples? And if it's, on Monday night, you showed those Ram or Bears or Packer highlights, or you were showing Paul Goldschmidt interviews when there was a great women's game. So okay, that's true.
Every time we do an interview with a female figure, you call her honey and sweetie.
Yeah.
I mean, we actually got the game on. I shot the post game of the men, and then Josh went out and shot the women because we wanted to make sure we care about women's sports.
You were there on your side. Sexist elitist. Time 4 or 5 for Frank.
Time to tee up the hot topics. It's 5 for Frank. Brought to you by Greenville University, a liberal arts institution just 45 miles from St. Louis.
All right, no hedging for Frank. You have an hour available, somebody to sit in studio and co-host, and it's either Chris Pronger or Brett Hull for the full hour.
Ooh,
no
God,
hedging.
Is that good?
No hedging.
I think a slight edge to Brett, but Pronger may bring a little bit more energy. Brett will say something that could get out on Twitter and give me a few followers.
I think Pronger might enjoy it more.
Yes.
Or might have a little more fun with it. After about a half hour, Brett would say, this stupid thing over yet or what? But that's a close call, isn't it? As far as entertaining, they'll say whatever they're thinking.
Yeah.
I love the Pronger laugh, too.
Oh, man.
Because, you know, he's probably holding back just a little bit.
How about
his Parayko assessment was real candid. He just said he's
not probably
physical.
Been asked that so much, he's probably thinking, who the hell does anybody think they are to try to compare Colton freaking Parayko to me?
Why is that, Frank? Because he's tall? more or less. But I could listen to Pronger talk for hours. I could listen to Brett talk for hours.
Just imagine how great that locker room was at one time. See, people don't realize this, too. When Al spoke, Al MacInnis was actually a good talker. Shanahan was gold. Brett, best ever. Pronger, really good. Curtis was good.
And he had a quotable owner in Shanahan.
Oh, my goodness. It was the best. And now?
Yeah, it's a little dry.
We'll go to Alexander Steen and ask him a question about
knock the mic away.
Yeah.
I did hear from some folks. Well, let's do this. Related to the fight. The fight scene around the world, Frank. True or false, it got a retweet from Keith Olbermann because he and Charlie share certain liberal leanings. Were you shocked that Olbermann picked up on Charlie? How would Olbermann know about
Olbermann on the fight?
Yes. He took Charlie's tweet, retweeted it with comment, and said, hey, who says there's no fighting in the shell? I guess that's the nickname, the NHL. So he just had a little fun, retweeted it, and I'm like, Olbermann and Charlie?
Oh, boy. Well, I guess they're the only two sportscasters that are following Rachel Maddow, too. So
I'm wondering there, do you think that had a little something to do with their liberal leanings?
They could not be closer, probably, politically. That's perfect.
And then what's your gut tonight? Like, I heard that Zach Sanford was really pissed about it. Like, he thought it was wildly inappropriate. Not happy at all.
You mean that...
That Bortuzzo beat the snot out of him. That he thought it was inappropriate or he was pissed. I was told he was very pissed about it.
Yeah, I don't blame him, too. Sanford seems like a good fella. He's been through a tough stretch with his father. And
not a real big guy. He's not short, but he's... pretty lean.
Yeah, he's not a guy that's going to fight. Yeah,
what
I don't
do you think
blame
happens
him
tonight? Think they'll drop the gloves and start fighting each other?
That would be great.
Wouldn't that be great if they said,
love that. That's how you sell tickets ball right there.
But do you think there's a little extra jump in their step? I mean, Chris Kerber said it to you about an hour ago. It goes one of two ways. It is a rallying point. They turn it around, or things sort of splinter from here. I think it looked like a team that has so much dysfunction and disharmony that it speaks to that. What do you think tonight? No guarantees, I'm sure.
Oh, definitely not. You'd be insane to... I wonder, do we know if who's in goal? Do we know if it's Jake Allen or Jordan Binnington?
No, they hadn't hit the ice yet when we had our pregame preview with Chris Kerber.
See if this Jeremy just tweeted out in the last 2 minutes.
I bet they go back to Jake.
Yeah, they probably
that was a
will
quick hook the other night.
Although I think if you were to ask people in St. Louis, it'd be like 90-10 Binnington.
Well, that's my next question. As a Blues fan, when you hear that Jordan Binnington is passed up Ville Husso, do you feel like here we go again? Like false hope? You thought Ryan Miller, the veteran, was the answer. You thought Halak was the answer. Then you brought in Jake Allen. He was going to be the answer. And now we've already sort of been teased with Ville Husso. Now he's been lapped by Jordan Binnington. Binnington, pull the car around. Do you think for Blues fans, it's
oh,
another
it's very
sign
disappointing
of disappointment?
Yeah. Go ahead, Brian.
No new news on the goalie. Jim Thomas said it was an optional skate. Allen left early, but Chad Johnson has been claimed by the Anaheim Ducks.
Wow. That is really rough, though, Martin, when you think, because, you know, you listen to Blues people, and, hey, Blues were okay. They were really high on this Ville Husso. High draft pick, perform well.
Carson and then, Kelly 2.0, baby.
Yeah. And he starts off and just gets killed in San Antonio, and now Binnington. I was looking for Jordan Binnington highlights last night.
We had fight footage, yeah, Frank, on an endless loop.
But so what I did was, you know what the Jordan Binnington highlight is on YouTube?
A
goalie fight. Yeah, and it was a horrible fight, too. It wasn't exactly, you know, Cujo and Shovel Day.
Did Bortuzzo beat the snot out of Binnington? All right, how about number four? No hedging again. Who wins the Super Bowl? I turned around last night in the sports office and I said to Rich Gould, we're talking some football, I said, who do you think wins the Super Bowl? He stopped and said, I have no idea. I don't. The Patriots aren't going to win it.
No, I think the Saints.
The Steelers aren't going to win it. Saints,
could do
Rams.
It.
I have a
Chiefs
surprise. I think the Bears. I know Trubisky's terrible. That defense is like Raven-esque defense. And look at what, if they can get home field advantage and play somebody like the Rams at home.
Tariq
Cohen. Well, I don't think they can get the home field. Defense travels. Defense. They're 9-4. The Rams are 11-2, I think.
So are the Saints.
I think the Bears have three. Oh, yeah, maybe they do have four losses. I'm not for sure the record. I love that defense, though.
But I can't see the Bears winning
at all.
What
about the Chargers?
Our
Chargers
are interesting. How about an LA Super Bowl?
Oh, my God.
Good
LB.
Good LB peacocking around. Wouldn't that be terrible?
I don't think they are.
I like the
Chargers. I'm telling you, this quarterback situation with the Rams, you put a little pressure on this guy, and he's not walking on water anymore. And, boy, he had a horrible game. And his, like, the numbers, too, with him being, like, I'm not as wild about, you know, him as I thought I was.
I think I could see, and I know there's a lot of reasons they won't, because of history, because of Kareem Hunt, also defense. I could kind of see the Chiefs doing it.
That'd be great.
I mean, I know that they always blow it. They always choke at home. But I think they could definitely win the AFC.
Patrick Holmes would just be great to see in a high-profile game and win it.
And Thursday Night Football, final one that we've got this week, it's the Chiefs and Chargers. Get some good football. I love Phillip Rivers. It might be more fun for us if the Chargers got to the Super Bowl instead of the Rams, the team from L.A. that nobody cares about.
Yes.
All right, number five, you are the Baltimore Orioles. Do you realize you don't have a manager? Has anybody like walked in the building yet and said, hey, we're doing our planning for next year. We got those giveaways. We got the Boog Powell bobblehead. Oh, do we have a manager, guys? What the hell's going on there? Isn't that weird? As part of your off-season planning?
Do they have a GM? Didn't they get rid of both of them?
They got rid of one. There's always a Duquette somewhere on the East Coast.
Yes. Mike Elias was named their GM maybe in late October. What's weird is...
Is he acting or is he the guy?
I think he's the guy.
Okay, so he's in charge.
Mid-November he was hired. What's weird is, like, sometimes you the season ends disappointingly and then you decide to dismiss your manager and then maybe have a long search, you should have known probably by July you weren't going to bring back Buck Showalter if you're the Baltimore Orioles. You know, 115 season doesn't happen, a lost season doesn't happen because September went bad. Like, things went bad immediately. And you should have known pretty early on that maybe it's time to move on. And then you can, at least internally, start your search.
And whoever comes in, they can't look him in the eye and say, all right, we need your input on the roster. That's all happening right now. They're making all these decisions without whoever the hell the manager is.
Wouldn't that be funny if you walked up like, hey, you want to, you go up to like Dallas Keuchel or a free agent. Want to be an Oriole?
Well, who am I playing for? Right. You're appealing to all these players. Like, all right, well, you know about Camden Yards. You know about the city. And here's our philosophy. Right. So who's... I mean, they don't have a staff, do they? Who's the pitching coach? Who's the hitting coach? That's got to be part of the sell, doesn't it?
This weird. Just in from photojournalist and former quarterback star Joe Young from The Rink. Everybody was playing down that fight yesterday. Tell Martin it's old news now. Channel 2, the hometown team, kind of, you know, fabricating. They didn't fabricate.
No, I think it's a big story. I think as this season turns around dramatically, that'll be the footage we'll point to. Or as things disintegrate, and tonight they're throwing punches and Strick has to break it up, they'll say that's when it all went to hell.
Joe Young also reporting Jaden Schwartz is playing, and we have sound with Schwartz, Butler, Shen, O'Reilly, and the coach.
I was hearing an ass rumor yesterday that Chuck instigated the fight. Tried to, you know, get it started so just for the sake of TV.
Schwartz! You like the Vikings to cover tonight? Hold on, Jess is calling. Hey, you think Seattle can win if Russell Wilson only has 70 yards passing? Which I think is what they did last night. I think he had 70 yards passing.
Wow.
I love Russell Wilson, but there are games where his numbers are just brutal.
I was ticked off that Kirk Cousins actually ended up throwing for 200 in a miserable night.
All right, 5 for Frank, brought to you by Greenville University. More information online at greenville.edu.
Had a great time at Greenville over the weekend watching that basketball team. It is so wild seeing a team every minute substitute 5 players in and out. We're going to profile them on television in the very near future. Now, before we go to break, I do want to tell you about a couple of our really fine sponsors. The Gatesworth, the finest in senior living. If you're looking for a place for mom or dad, aunt or uncle, grandma or grandpa, why not go to the Gatesworth? The answer is always yes when you call down to the front desk. Last week, they had an incredible Christmas party. The food is outstanding. We know my mom is taken care of in a big-time way. And, Brian, what about the great people from Anheuser-Busch and this Brewery Lights, which you'll be a part of, I think, on Saturday night?
Yes, Brewery Lights, Thursday through Sunday, down at the brewery at Anheuser-Busch. It's free entry. You do get some samples if you're over 21. You can purchase full beers if you prefer while there. There are you can purchase food as well. There are s'more stations. They have a little ice rink. They play a holiday movie every night. For the kids, always a lot of fun at Anheuser-Busch Brewery Lights. And, of course, always drink responsibly.
All right, we'll take a short time out. Dr. Rick, when we return.